It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Time to beat Bernie. Your chance, as always, at a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. My damn heel has been itching all morning. And I'm big, you know, because I work out, so it's hard for me to bend over. My shoulders bother me, you know. This is stuff you don't care about, I know, but it's my show, so. And I can't seem to scratch my heel. So I'm thinking, John, about offering you $5.
Not a chance.
What's that?
Not a chance. No.
I'm not saying my testicles. I said my heel.
I'm not touching your foot.
Why not? I have
because
nice feet.
Because you've been walking around all day, and I don't like feet.
Call Rex Ryan.
Oh, he'd be doing it. He'd do it for free. He'd pay you.
Let's go to Freehold, New Jersey. I think Bruce lived there, or he lives around there. I don't know. Bob is there. Bob, good morning. How are you, handsome?
Doing pretty well. Actually, that's Bruce's hometown.
I knew it. I told you. Now, isn't Great Adventure there, too, the amusement park? No?
Yeah.
Well, how come you're saying no, John?
Great Adventures in Jackson, New Jersey.
It's right there by Freehold.
I didn't hear the question. Jackson, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a pubic hair away. Now, you source fragrances for everything. What does that mean?
Well, everything you use has fragrances in it, right? So whether it's your home products, your personal items, your foot powder that you might need today, you know, anything you can imagine.
Yeah, that's right. I do need some foot powder. I need some cologne, too. I'm running low on my Tom Ford. Can you get it me for free?
You're always looking for an angle.
I know.
Yeah, I can hook you up.
Oh, see, you don't even know me, but you do know me very, very well, don't you? You love me, don't you? You're always looking for an angle. I love Bob. All right, you know how the game is played. So that was actually a great, great observation. Sid, you're always looking for an angle. Five questions, your chance at $100 in a coffee mug, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome, pal. Number one, opened on December 1st, 1866, the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge in the Queen City was, at the time, the longest bridge in the world. An identical copy of the bridge would be completed in New York City in 1883, becoming the Brooklyn Bridge. What major Midwestern city is home to the Roebling Bridge?
The Queen City.
Yeah, you know that. Come on.
What's the name of the bridge you want?
Forget about the bridge. What's the Queen City? Too late. All right.
Yeah.
You want a hint? Your hint is Johnny Bench.
Cincinnati. Cincinnati. I get it now?
No, handsome. Number two. By the way, I don't even know if you're handsome. I've never met you in my life. Civil War opponents Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee fought on the same side of what war in 1846?
War of 1812.
I mean,
I never knew this war existed. The Mexican-American War.
That was a good... Come on, that was a Bernie answer. You couldn't get that one to me?
No. All right, this one you better get. Today is the anniversary of the O.J. Simpson arrest. How about that? 27 years ago today, they arrested O.J. In the closing In the closing argument of his trial, the late attorney Johnny Cochran uttered what famous quote instructing the jury to find Simpson not guilty?
Well, in your case, it would be if the schmoos don't fit. If the glove don't fit, we must acquit.
Yes! Give it to him. Very good. Very good. A funny guy, Bob. Number four, you are, too. What is the capital of Illinois?
Jesus. Springfield.
Yes. Two in a row. Which doesn't belong and why? Who wrote this now?
I wrote the question.
Did you make... They're very good so far. That's O'Halloran, in for the vacation. I mean, did you make sure there's only one answer for this one?
I guess there technically is another answer. Well, I'll just give it to you. It is not that one of them is a Democrat and the other two are Republicans.
Okay.
That is not the correct answer.
All right, so which doesn't belong and why, Bob, in Freehold, New Jersey? Chris Christie, Jim McGreevy, and Thomas Keene.
Well, Tom Keene... Okay, so we're talking... the second guy has to be.
That's right. It is Jim McGreevy. The reason why is he was the only one, all three New Jersey governors, but McGreevy was the only one who was forced to resign after he had that Israeli gay lover. So he did well. He got three right, Bob. After the rough start, he acquitted himself very, very nicely. Now he puts the pressure on Bernie. Bernie must get at least four right to win today's game. We have to get Bernard from the soundproof booth down the hall. Bernie, you need four right to win today, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Bob is a nice guy. He's funny. He's got a good sense of humor. And he really wants to win, okay?
So you're telling me to tank it?
Yeah, if you can.
Throw the game.
No, never. Never tank the game. What did Herman Edwards say to the media when he was coaching the Jets?
He said,
you play to win the game.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Give him credit for that one, will you? Okay. Opened on December 1, 1866, the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge in the Queen City was at the time the longest bridge in the world. An identical copy of the bridge would be completed in New York City in 1883, becoming the Brooklyn Bridge. But what major Midwestern city is home to the initial one, the Roebling Bridge?
The Roebling Bridge.
Queen City, Bernie, come on.
What are you saying?
Called the Queen City, the city that the bridge is in. Yes.
The Queen City.
Yeah, what's the Queen City?
The Queen City, of course, is Chicago.
Oh, you jerk.
Wrong, you two-legged bag of anthrax.
How did you both get this wrong? I'll give you the same hint I gave him. He got it wrong, though.
Go.
Johnny Bench.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Oh,
wait. I don't get that hint?
No, he didn't get it either. I gave it to him afterwards.
Oh, I see.
So you both didn't get it. Number two, Civil War.
By the way, the Three Rivers is Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay, got it. And the Windy City is Chicago.
Yeah, right. I know that. I just didn't know what the hell the Queen City was.
Yeah, it's Cincinnati. Number two, Civil War opponents Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee fought on the same side, he didn't get this one either, of what war in 1846? Grant and Lee, same side.
The Mexican-American War.
Wow. That's really impressive. He didn't get that. He got the next three, so if you get the next three, too, you would win. Good job, Bernie. Number three, today is the anniversary of O.J. Simpson's arrest. In the closing argument of that trial, late attorney Johnny Cochran uttered what famous quote, instructing the jury to find Simpson not guilty.
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
Right. Now, what's it, though? You're right, but what's it, specifically?
The gloves.
Yes. What is the capital, Bernard McGurk, of Illinois?
Lansing. No, it's Michigan. Hold on. Springfield. You got to give me a second.
Well, then why would you blurt out the wrong answer first? At least go in your head.
You were very confident.
You blurt it out like it's the answer. Well, Lansing!
And there was a pause there, too. I don't know.
Springfield. Believe me. I didn't stop Illinois.
As the host of the show of this specific game show, I didn't stop him there.
Lansing is Michigan. Trust me when I tell you. I knew it. Look, do whatever you want.
No, you got
to
give it to him.
Rule any way you like.
If you would have said Lansing and I would have said no, then you can't give it to him. But I didn't even react. And he said, no. I got to give it to him. I got it. Sorry, Bob. You get the credit for that one. So.
Well, thank you.
You get this right, you win. Which doesn't belong and why? You say it.
Which doesn't belong and why?
Isn't that sexy?
Which doesn't belong and why?
Chris Christie. Yeah. Jim McGreevy.
Right.
Thomas Kane.
What's got to be... Jim McSleazy.
Right, you both got that right. Now, why is that? It doesn't matter if you got it right. But why?
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
Well, give me one.
One is he's gay.
Well, that's...
The other is he had to resign in disgrace.
That's it. He's the only, all three governors, he's the only one who had to resign because he was having that gay love affair with the Israeli guy. Anyway, you win 4-3, the final score. Bernie, say hello to Bob in Freehold, New Jersey.
Hello, Bob.
How's it going, Bern?
Very good, Bob. By the way, me getting the answer deemed correct by Sydney doesn't change the outcome. You wouldn't have won the $100 anyway. But anyway, how you doing, Bob, out in Freehold, New Jersey?
Pretty well, but I would have gotten bragging rights that I actually tied you. So,
Well, you don't get that.
What are you going to do?
Thanks to Sid.
Well, I demand a rematch.
My man. So you happy now? Everything is open. It's summer. The first day of summer is, I think, Monday. Are we all happy and gay? Who said
gay?
That?
The proper term is we're all happy in McGreevy.
Yes. I see what you did there, McGreevy. Yeah. Hey, Bob, you were funny, man. We enjoyed you. Well, come back and play again, okay, brother?
Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you on the other side. Come down the shore, man.
Okay.
Come on.
No doubt.
There you go. Well, maybe
it'll be the Long Island shore, but not the Jersey shore.
Well, we're both going to be on Long Island this weekend, I think. Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Right, that's our shore.
Actually, maybe Bob may be in Jersey on the shore. Bernie may be in Long Island on the shore, and I may be in Coney Island on the shore. We'll see. Anyway, talking about everybody being gay, what town in New Jersey or New York are they raising the gay pride flag tonight? got to be someplace. They do it every night, some other town. It was Tenop Live 2 days ago. I think Demarest last night or something. What's tonight? Where do you live, Brian?
I live in Massapequa.
That's where it is tonight.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Right by where the Busy Bee Flea Market used to be. You ever hear, you know about that place at all?
You know, I've heard about it, but yes.
It was on the Sunrise Highway. I lived in Brooklyn, and I would, at 4 o'clock in the morning, hop on the Southern State, which is filled with, you know, curves and winds. And
that's bad.
It's a racetrack.
Hammered.
Yes.
Just to visit this girl who lived in Merrick, but she worked at the Busy Bee Flea Market. It's hard to say that, but she was was worth the trip.
You must have been hard. She was worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Geographically undesirable.
But what happened? And I'll tell you what happened. I was coming home one time and I heard sirens behind me, and I was lit. I mean, there was no way to get around it. And I'm like, I'm going to get arrested. So I didn't that night, but it scared the hell out of me and never went back.
Yeah. I've had similar experiences.
Right? You get scared.
Going through actual checkpoints.
Right.
And I'm freaking wasted, and I get through it. And they put the flashlight in my face.
But it doesn't matter.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
But your heart is pounding.
Oh,
and you're like, no more. I can't do this. I can't do it
right,
anymore.
Right, right. You learn your lesson.
What was that about Levittown?
After about five times.
What was that about Levittown, John?
No, I was telling you I found the town that's raising the flag tonight. It's Montclair.
Is that really true?
That's
I was
true.
Only kidding.
Yeah.
They're raising it in Montclair. What, outside the Yogi Berra Museum?
I don't know. It just says Montclair, 6
so
o'clock tonight.
Kidding. Every town in New Jersey, every night, has a they raise the flag. There was on the Housewives a couple nights ago for next season.
I think there's a famous Marine hero who fought in the Battle of Guadalcanal who has a statue in Montclair. I hope they're not going to raise it on top of his statue.
Bro.
I forget his name. He's an Italian guy. Very
wouldn't surprise me. I'm telling you. It's everywhere. So, yes, we are all happy.
Yes, we're glad.
And gay.
God bless. Happy and gay today.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. What a great Thursday show right after this.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.